It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tacouple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It's happening again. The Chiefs are playing in the big football game. Stop by Hunley Liquor on your way to your watch party and pick up your favorite beverages. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
And welcome to the Ralph Zona Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for a hoops doubleheader this afternoon in the Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA. Benedictine plays host to Culver Stockton. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. It is great to have you along this afternoon. It is sunny and windy and cold outside, but here in the gym, the crowd is excellent. It continues to file in for one of those memorable games, not that all of them aren't, but a special day as it is senior day for this group of Raven athletes. Hey, the PA guy, he's introducing the starters to the crowd on hand. Let me do that for you. First of all, for Culver Stockton, under head coach Jeanette Bergen, Culver Stockton comes into the ballgame today at 11-11. They are 8-10 in conference play. And, okay, we got to get lights out. I always forget this. They're going to be starting Usora Nambara, 5'5" freshman from Battlefield, Missouri. Out of Martinville, Illinois, at 5'4" is going to be the junior, Ellie Bentley. Avery Edding, there's a name you better remember. Avery's a junior, 5'6" from Hallsville, Missouri. At 5'8", out of Talon, Illinois, it'll be Olivia Hopp. And in the middle is Katie Webb. She's a 6-foot senior from Benton, Missouri. For the Lady Ravens, then head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant coach Andy Connolly. Benedictine looking for their 20th win of the season today with 4 losses. They are 16-3 in the conference, and they are starting 5 seniors. 5 of their 6 seniors start. Kennedy Nicholson out of Goddard, Kansas, Eisenhower High School. She's 5'6". 5'7", Beloit, Kansas native, Lauren Tubert. From JCN, Winchester, Thorntonville native, 5'11", Josie Weiser. 6'1", Jennifer Jacobs out of Capon. And from Nemaha Central at 6'3", Riley Roddinghouse. And the Ravens' other senior who's going to be out there after a bit, it'll be 5'9", Riley Wade, her home in Olathe. So, that all said, we're getting set to go here this afternoon. The guys' game's going to be coming up after this one, so hoops doubleheader here today on CARE. Now, you go back to the previous meeting between these two teams, and I would not be honest with you if I said the Ravens surprisingly went over to Canton and lost that game. It was a single game. The guys had played over there earlier. The ladies rescheduled their date because of their trip to Hawaii. And so they go over for a single game and come away with a shocking overtime loss back on the 13th of January, 64-61. And I would also be untruthful if I said I would just think that that loss is on these Lady Ravens' mind here today, and they would like to maybe make up for that a little bit. It's a pink out day here in the gym also, and the Benedictine Lady Ravens with pink warm-ups for Culver Stockton. It's not pink warm-ups. It's pink. Pink uniforms. Pink jerseys and shorts with white lettering and trim. Pink coaches' sweaters. I mean, they have gone all in for the event. Benedictine to the home whites with red and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it in the center circle. It's going to be Webb for Culver Stockton, Roddinghouse for the Lady Ravens. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Fantastic crowd on hand as the ball is up. Benedictine's going to control it down. We're underway. Here comes Lauren Tubert over to the right side. The feed to Jacobs, and it's up and it won't go in. Back over to the left side, Dumert, she'll drive baseline, dishes it over to Josie, sidesteps her defender, goes three, in and out, nope, rebounding it down, Culver Stockton, so the Lady Ravens missing the first 2 shots on goal. Here comes CSC. Tell you what, Benedictine, on this return game today, and they've played Culver Stockton for so many years, but BC has trouble with Culver Stockton, there's something about this Lady Wildcat team and head coach Bergen. She's kind of got the Lady Ravens number. Here's a 3, and there it is. The first bucket of the ball game belongs to Olivia Hoff. Benedictine trails 3-0. In fact, coming in today, the Ravens have a 5-game losing streak. Took over Stockton. Here's a 3 from Kennedy. No. Hoff with a rebound. Make that Webb coming in with a rebound. Up court with McComb, Culver Stockton. CSC going from right to left in the opening half. Around to the right side is going to be Edding out on top. Here's Webb, goes 3, too strong. Rebound, Josie. Weiser pulling down the basketball, and Benedictine into the forecourt will feed underneath. Roddinghouse turns, spins, shot up, no, gets fouled, coming to the line. Foul belongs to Katie Webb. It'll be her first foul of the ball game at 8:37 to go in the opening quarter. Stepping to the line for Benedictine is going to be Riley Roddinghouse. She's a 65% free throw shooter, but makes it look very easy. Knocking her first one down and getting Benedictine on the board. One more shot, and that one, no. Rebound, Josie. Follows, no. Rebound, Culver. CSC coming up court with the basketball, leading it 3-2. We're at the 8.5-minute mark of the opening quarter, very early in the game. Katie Webb jumps it over to Otting. Her three. Got it! Avery! And quickly, it is 6-1 Culver Stockton. 8:15 to go in the first. Lauren Dubert will slide down, swings it over to the right side, now goes to the free throw line, will go from 15. She's gotten it. Lauren's first points, Benedictine's first field goal. It is 6-3. We are 2 minutes in now. Little forearm push up by Nambara as she comes up court with it. The feed left, the drive left, the driving shot no. Offensive rebound, and we're going to get a jump ball called. And I'm going to tell you, Riley Ridinghouse's head when that whistle went off spun around because she was very sure she committed a foul right there. Did not. And then they hold on to possession. They'll give it to Culver Stockton. 20 on the shot clock. They'll bring it into the left side of the lane at the baseline. Top side with it is going to be Bentley. Now between the circles, again, it's Nambara. Kicks it over to the left where Edding will start to the baseline. And I'm going to tell you what. Avery Edding has a lot of family and friends here today. Here's a running left-handed layup. It's up and good for Nambara. It is 8-3 Culver Stockton. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Nicholson taking it to the right side. Plays off the screen. Goes down the left side of the lane. A quick runner. In and out. No good. Rebound's going to be wrenched free. A much stronger Webb will take it away from Ridinghouse. And back up court with it comes Culver Stockton. 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. CSC with the ball, left side, top of the key, down the left side of the lane, stopping the dish back on a little bounce pass. It's going to be Nambara, shot clock at 13. Nambara goes to the right side, rotates, shoots off the back, no, Josie with the rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Weiser racing up the court, slows it down, she'll take it across the timeline, out on top it'll go to Dubert. Lauren will look into the middle, skip pass over to the left side, give and go. Back out on top, Kennedy, right side, Josie in front of the Culver bench. Benedictine not getting a shot away. Here's Josie. Will launch one. Rims out. No good. Rebound's going to be tipped away and controlled down by Culver Stockton. And Culver coming down with a lot of rebounds, and they are not big. Okay, let's be very candid. Culver's 5'5", 5'4", 5'6", 5'8", across the front four. Here's a three. Very short. And it'll go out of bounds to Benedictine. First two substitutions coming into the game for Culver Stockton are going to be Elizabeth Reed. Elizabeth, 5'4" from Wash, Missouri. She's only a freshman. And Leilani Harworth at 5'8". So, again, even going to the bench, Culver Stockton is not a tall team by any stretch. Three-pointer, Dubert, nope, but a whistle off the basketball. And it's going to be a foul on Ridinghouse. First foul by Riley, first foul by Benedictine, and at 6:07 to go in the opening quarter, the Ravens trail by 5, and Culver Stockton has the basketball. They thought it was coming into the baseline, but the official says, no, 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 over here on the sideline. That's where it's going to come in, and it will be Misora Nambara bringing it up the floor. Nambara goes right side to Reed. Back out on top, it'll be Webb. Webb back to Nambara. Benedictine chasing in that player defense. Culver Stockton, small a bit. They have great team speed. Shot clock's at 9. Back out of top, Nambara. She seems unpulsed by this. Shot clock at 3. She'll dish underneath. Josie with the block. And on the rebound, the follow is going to go up, and they're going to wave it off as a shot clock violation. But you can see what Culver Stockton is planning to do. They're going to slow this thing down. They're going to be very, very, and let's add one more, very patient with the ball. Coming into the game now is going to be Haley Webb. And by the way, these are the Webb sisters. Haley, the 5'11 sophomore, she's going to replace the 6-foot senior. Both of them, obviously, from Benton, Missouri. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Ridinghouse. Tries the right, tries the left. Nothing doing. Goes Dubert. She'll cross over. Hits the bottom of the rim with a shot. Gets her own rebound. She's tied up under the rim. Jump ball. Possession. Benedictine this time. Lady Ravens struggling to get any points on the board. Haven't put anything on the board in about 3 minutes. And BC is shooting an icy 1 of 8 5 minutes in. Josie Weiser coming out of the game, and the Ravens' sixth senior will come in. That is Riley Wade. So Benedict, an 0 for 2 from outside, 1 for 8 in total, and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Coach Folsom's going to need better numbers than that to pull away a W here today. The inbound is going to be slapped away. They were looking for Jennifer Jacobs, and I usually expect the game to begin with a Jennifer Jacobs left-hand layup off the left block, but it didn't happen today. And so we'll hope that doesn't throw off the Lady Ravens game. Inbound, it comes way out on top of Roddinghouse. Shot clock was reset to 20. Here's Wade with it to Dubert. Now down to 10. The ball's going to be batted away and in reaching around. Leilani Harworth will pick up her first foul, and that'll be the second foul of the game by CSC. Precisely 5 minutes. Now the clock's still rolling. I don't know if it should have stopped by now, but it hasn't. There we go. We'll put the brakes on that thing. All right, now we're going to have to talk about it. We're going to wind up the Timex and pick a number, guys. It's early. Right, showing 4:55 right now. Hey, don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one on CARE Radio as the anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off. Benedictine men and Culver Stockton. Around the conference today, there have been a couple of noon games. I'll get you scores on those. There's Mount Mercy was at Baker, and Clark was at Missouri Valley at 12. Those games should be wrapped up by now. Here's a 3 for Kennedy. Doesn't get it. Long rebound, Culver Stockton. Olivia Edding coming up with a basketball. Up-court pass stolen. Here comes Dubert. She'll drive. Look away. Pass batted away from Jacobs. She goes up. No shot. A foul. It is on the floor. Wave away the bucket. And a whistle is going to be on Edding for Culver Stockton. Benedictine going to go to the bench once again. The Jets come out of the game. And checking in, going to be Carmen Morales. And coming into the game for Benedictine will be Riley Brueggemann. Now the officials having another little powwow. And while they're doing that, let me tell you what went on in those first two games of the afternoon. What do you think? Well, zip down here and what is today, the 8th? All right. The two finals, Baker defeated Mount Mercy in Baldwin City, 76-70, and it was a runaway. Missouri Valley over Clark by 30-plus. Here's the J.J. shot I was expecting, and it's up and in. Jennifer Jacobs gets her first points of the game, and the Ravens trail now 8-5. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. And now we have another issue with the clock, guy. So Missouri Valley winning it in Marshall in the ladies' game, 94-62. Other games around the conference right now, all very early going. Grayson is at Park, Central Methodist at Peru State, and Penn is at Mid-America. And they're already in the second quarter down there. They got things fired up early. So here we go, a couple of substitutions. We'll pick them up right now on the floor for Benedictine. Nicholson and Brueggemann. Wade, Jacobs, and Morales. Culver with the basketball. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the opening quarter. Very low scoring so far. Benedictine trailing at 8-5. Driving down the right side. Shot up. Blocked out of bounds by Kerman. Culver's going to have it in play at their baseline with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Plenty of time to get something away. It'll be Nambara to do the inbound. It'll come in on the right side of the lane at the baseline. Look away underneath. The shot's going to be blocked by Morales. Carmen way upstairs rejects the shot. Benedictine is going to run. Bringing it down is going to be Nicholson. Tries to feed to Jacobs. It's going to be batted out of her hands. Jennifer touched it last. Benedictine turns it over. Culver Stockton coming back the other way. It's a very slow start for the Lady Ravens today. Benedictine is now 2 of 10 from the floor and 0 of 3 from outside. And we're inside 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ambar with it. Comes on top to Reed. Zoe work right side. Hit for the baseline. Morales has them a little bit stymied in the middle. The 3 from the outside. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Brueggemann. She'll clear it down. fight to bring it up the floor, and finally there's going to be the foul in the backcourt. Early in the game is when you try that, okay? You decide how much is the official going to allow, how much contact can I get away with, and Ellie Bentley knows now how much that is. It'll be her first and the Lady Wildcats' fourth foul. Jacobs and Nicholson coming out of the game, and back in will come Dubert, and also in now for the first time will be Nicole Stork. Stork right side, Brueggemann, cross court. Wade accelerates, baseline, bounce pass, Carmen, spins, twists, turns, gets inside the defender and lays it in. Pretty play and a nice bucket, Carmen Morales. Benedictine is back to within one at 8-7. 3 minutes to go in the first. Over Stockton, baseline, near the hoop, nothing doing, back out on top. And right now, Morales owns the paint. The minute they bring it in and she steps over, they back away. Here's a shot from the top for three. No. Rebound tipped around, pulled back down by Culver, and up and in they're going to go. The basket by Haley Webb. It is 10-7, CSC. For a minute, Riley Wade had a chance at that one, and then did that. Driving down Brueggemann for two. It's 10-9, Culver Stockton. Baseline left. Two more for the Wildcats. That was just a little pull-up jumper. And Ellie Bentley scores. Culver Stockton's got five players in his scoring column. Benedictine has five players in his scoring column. It is 12-9 Lady Wildcats. 2:10 to go, opening quarter. Brueggemann thinking about the three, doesn't, drives baseline, dumps it back. Carmen sidesteps her defender, dips it across to the left side. Dubert all alone, three way short. Rebound is going to be on the floor, and you've got Stork reached around it. Did she commit the foul? No. Missouri Nambara is going to be called for the foul. I don't blame Coach Brueggemann right here, a little upset, because I felt that Stork had grabbed Nambara by the arm and pulled her to the ground with her. But it will be Nicole at the line for Benedictine. Nicole is a 58% free throw shooter this year, and her first one, perfect. You can't make them look any better than that. And Stewart gets her first point of the game. Ravens are back to within two. One more shot. Gets them both. It is 12-11 Culver Stockton. CSC with a basketball coming into the forecourt. Inside 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Culver Stockton has never trailed today. They'll come off on top to Edding. Back over to the left side, Hop. Mooney will go across at the free throw line. Backing away, going to three, a little bit short. And Josie, who's back in the game, comes up with a rebound. She will push it. I mean, full sprint up the floor. The ball's got to be batted away. Stork flops to the floor. No foul. Coming the other direction. Driving, shooting, scoring. The bucket is going to be up and good for Avery Edding, and she's got five. It's 14-11 Culver Stockton. With a minute 15 to go in quarter number one. Women's college basketball this afternoon on Cam Radio, with the guys' game still coming up at about 4 o'clock. 18-foot jump shot will be waved away for Dubert. She's upset because off the ball, we've got a Stork foul. Nicole picks up her first. And back up with it will come the pink-clad Culver Stockton Lady Wildcats out of Canton, Missouri. CSC, little pivot with the left foot. It's going to be Hop coming in the middle. Who was supposed to be defending on that play? No one did. Katie Webb, an easy two. And now the Ravens, as Stork puts it in play, just step across the line, and Benedictine with an inbound infraction. And I think Coach Bolson's had enough. He's going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. A blink in the action. Benedictine taking it with 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter, where it's Culver Stockton 16, Benedictine 11.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven commercial in downtown Atchison.
All right, coming back in, Culver Stockton putting it in play. Let's see what the Lady Ravens are going to change up after that timeout. They've got Jacobs back in. Matter of fact, the starting five's back in. Here's a three. Culver Stockton's Katie Webb. 19-11. Benedictine trailing by eight, but 40 seconds ago in the first quarter. Benedictine back out there with Kennedy and Lauren. Here's Josie's three that misses. Jennifer and Riley Roddinghouse. Culver back up court with it. 20 on the clock, ending the opening quarter. Back out on top, Wildcats are going to go for the final shot, leading by eight. They'd love a double-digit lead after the first. From the right side, coming to the top, it's going to be Embarra. Here's a really long three, short, long rebound. Culver in the middle. The shot goes up. It's locked out of bounds, and it'll roll out as the quarter ends. We're taking a timeout. First quarter of the ladies' game in the book here in the NOLA Gymnasium. It's Culver Stockton, 19, Benedictine 11.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
We're so pleased that you're spending your Saturday afternoon with us here on CARE Radio in Atchison, Kansas. It is college basketball, and Culver Stockton Lady Wildcats have come to town, and they've come to play. They lead Benedictine after the opening quarter, 19-11. For CSC, the scoring leader is going to be Webb. She's got five. Eddings got five. Three for Hop. And then two apiece for the other Webb, Bentley and Ibarra. For Benedictine. Looking at the points right now, it is no one with more than two. Lauren Dubert, Jennifer Jacobs, Riley Brueggemann, Carmen Morales, Nicole Stork, two apiece, and one for Riley Roddinghouse. All right, here we go to the second quarter. It'll be Culver Stockton basketball, and they're back at it. It is senior day here in Atchison, Kansas, so a lot of fans, a lot of family on hand. Straight away three off the rim. Pull down on the rebound by Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs coming down with it. Here comes Josie up the floor. Kicks it over to the right side. Nicholson all alone, and that three won't drop. And a rebound. And there's got to be a foul. There it is. As two players racing for it. Dubert with the open mouth. But she's got to know she ran over a Culver Stockton player. And for Lauren, it'll be foul number one. I always love the look of shock on a player's face when they have a foul called on them. 9.5 to go in the first half. Wildcats with a basketball leading it 19-11. 9:20 to go in the half, and reaching in, Josie with a foul. Not Josie. Going to be Lauren with another one, is that right? It is. Quickly, two on Dubert. And quickly, Dubert comes out. Back in is going to come Brueggemann. And again, Culver Stockton inbounds it. It'll be out on top to Embarra. Embarra starts to drive in on Brueggemann. Brueggemann knocks it away from her, steals it away, and it's going to be taken back from Brueggemann. The drive, the shot, the score! What a defensive play by Culver Stockton's Avery Edding, and she's got seven. 21-11. The Raven faithful. Did they lose the sportsmanship trophy right there? The chorus of boos rolls out of the Ravens stand. With 8:54 to go in the first half, Lady Ravens trailing by double figures. On the left side, Brueggemann hits the long two. That's something Benedictine needed, as they had not scored in a very long time, and Brueggemann knocks it down for her fourth points of the game. She's BC's leading scorer. It's 21-13. at 8.5 to go in the first half. Culver widening the floor a little bit, keeping it above the ring. Goes around to the left side. Dumps it over to the edge. Nambara out on top. A very long three. Hits the back of the rim. And the long rebound's got to be saved by Culver. Back out of top. It'll go to Hop. Olivia dumps it back over to the top side. Looking into the middle. There's no room. Shot clock's at 12. Plenty of time. Around to the right is going to be Edding. Goes in between two defenders. Splits them and scores. 2 6-foot defenders. And Edding at 5'5" goes between them and scores it. She's got 9. It's 23-13. Again, the Lady Ravens trail by 10. 7:49 to go in the first half. Josie, little shake and bake, goes left side, gets bumped from behind, and a foul is going to be on Avery Edding. It will be her second foul of the game. It'll be the first second quarter foul by Culver Stockton. And CSC is going to switch out 4 players. We'll let them get settled in, and I'll bring numbers of them to you so you can keep that book at home. 7:42 to go, and Benedictine will throw away the inbound pass. They're looking for Josie. She reaches a hand out but couldn't get to it, and not sure if the pass was errant or what happened, but Ravens turn it over without a touch. Here comes Culver Stockton. 7.5 to go in a half. CSC with a basketball. They lead by 10. Lady Ravens hoping to break a 5-game skid against Culver Stockton here today. And going to have a little change in their fortunes for that to happen. Shot clock at 9. Driving in. Pulling up. Jump shot. No. Rebound. JJ. Jennifer coming down with the baseball pass to Kennedy. Nicholson, all the way down to the end, kicks it to Brueggemann. She'll launch the three. It doesn't go. Rebound, Nambara. Nambara down the floor, feeds down low. It's going to be taken away by Josie. Now we're getting a lot of up and down and nothing on the board. 6:50 to go in the half. The feed to the block. Jacobs, that's her best spot, and the defender reaches in, and there's going to be a foul on the floor. The whistle is going to be on Ellie Bentley. Ellie is 5'4", trying to take the ball away from a 6'1" Jennifer Jacobs. Over to Josie from the baseline. The three doesn't go. The rebound's on top. It'll be saved, Brueggemann. So Ronnie Brueggemann is going to keep it alive. Shot clock at 10. 6.5 to go in a half. Brueggemann topside. To Josie, feeds inside Jacobs, jumps over to the left of Brueggemann, at 2, at 1, it's off at the buzzer, it's an air ball, it's a clock shot violation. A clock shot, or it could be a shot clock violation. Either way, Benedictine gives it away again. Here's the deal, second quarter. If you love offense, this quarter's bad for you. It is a 4-2 second quarter right now, 4 minutes in. Down court with it will come Culver Stockton. No one able to put any points on the board right now. Driving left, cutting right, turning, shooting, missing. Winds up with a rebound. Back up with it, Ravens. Brueggemann, left side, Nicholson, baseline three. No! And on the rebound, Rottinghouse picked up a foul. It'll be Riley's second. It will be Benedictine's third here of the quarter. And Rottinghouse coming out of the game. Here comes Culver Stockton. So, again, a lot of up and down the floor, not a lot of putting points on the board. Culver Stockton has outscored the Lady Ravens 4-2 in the second quarter. Not much happening. This game could be won with, what, 50? Well, 50 win this in today. 60 for sure, I think. Here's a three. That's about 3 feet short. Goes out of bounds on the fly. Culver Stockton not even close on that long-range shot. And the Wildcats are going to bring Katie Webb and Olivia Hopp back into the game. 5.5 to go in the first half. tell you what, they have really filled the gym up, and I still see people filtering in. So what an outstanding crowd for Benedictine Senior Day 2025. Underneath Josie, all alone, she's going to get on the board. Josie Weiser gets her first points at 5:16 to go in the first half, and it's 23-15. Wildcats right side, back away, launch a three, very short, and the rebound is on the floor, Culver picks it up, set jump shot, misses, rebound, taken down by Morales. Shook it into Brueggemann. Benedict has got kind of a look on their face right now, a look of like a little frustration, a little confusion. They don't seem to be quite comfortable in what's going on out there. 4:40 to go in the half. Skip pass right side, Josie. Feeds the block to Carmen. Looks for Jennifer. Can't get it there. The defense cut her off. Back out to Nicholson. Backs away with five. Feeds underneath to Jacobs. She'll shoot short. Got fouled. And again, Jennifer Jacobs is being guarded by a 5'5" Nambara. So a minute ago, she was guarded by a 5'4" player. This time, they upgraded to the 5'5" player. Nambara will have her second foul of the game. And coming to the line, Jennifer Jacobs. First free throw, won't. Jennifer is 41 of 69 at the free throw line this year, 59.4% on the season. First one didn't, second one does not either. And a rebound, Culver Stockton. It's still 23-15, CSC, at 4:20 to go in the first half. Women's college basketball on Care Radio today. Culver on top, it's going to be Reed. She'll drive right side, shakes Josie and scores it. The bucket good by Elizabeth Reed. And it's 25-15. For the third time, Benedictine trails by 10. 4 minutes to go and a half. Nicholson on top. Jacobs travels with the basketball. We just don't see traveling calls like we used to. Everybody claims that there's a Euro step, but these more senior officials understand that's just another word for traveling. And at 3:56 to go in a half. Now there's Culver Stockton substitution or two. And again, they are not big. Bailey Berry at 5'3" comes in the game. I wonder if they'll have her guarding Jacobs. 3:50 to go. Across the middle, it'll be Culver Stockton. They'll feed to the right side and goes out of bounds. Nicely defended. And then Katie Webb reaches out, touches it, knocks it out of bounds. It will be Benedictine basketball. 25-15, Wildcats, 3:40 to go in the first half in here in the Nolan. Brueggemann will walk it up the floor. Short steps, goes Josie, feeds Carmen. There it is, Carmen. Now a defender comes in late, and is it a block or is it a foul? And again, Morales, for some reason, instead of keeping the ball up high and going to the rim, Carmen pulls it down for the smaller defenders, able to get in there and swarm the ball. The foul is going to be on Katie Webb. And now we're going to see Stork come back in for Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs will leave with 2 points. And Stork will come in with 2 points. Carmen's free throw off the glass and good. That's old school. Morales clicks her third point of the afternoon. It's 25-16 CSC. 2.5 to go. Second free throw, no. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Wildcats. Sweeping it away is Katie Webb. Culver into the forecourt patiently, slowly, very methodically. Over to the right side to Berry. Again, Berry is 5'3". There are three players out of the court no taller than 5'5" for Culver Stockton. Wildcats on top, 5 on the shot clock. Now a straightaway three, no. Rebound, taken away from Brueggemann. Now it's on the floor, taken back by Culver Stockton. They're going to dribble it off on top. Hattie Gross in the game for Benedictine right now. Brueggemann's really angry. She's upset. Now she reaches in. The defender, the shot across, is blocked out of bounds by Morales. I think the smallness of this Culver Stockton team is giving Benedictine a great deal of trouble. Now the Ravens are going to take Brueggemann out, and we're going to get Wade in. Josie comes out. Gross is in. Dubert's back in. We're going to see. We haven't seen Bauman yet today. Here we go. Shot clock at 12. Culver brings it in. They'll come on top. Shot clock at 8. Around to the left side at 6. Driving into the middle with 4. At the baseline, the feed across, and the open layup is good. The bucket up and in by Haley Webb. 27-16, Culver's largest lead of the game with 2.5 to go in the first half. Dubert gets it over to Stewart. Out on top to Morales. Left side it goes to Wade. It is so funny to see how small that Culver team is out there. Here's a three. That's one the Ravens have been eating. It belongs to Lauren Dubert. Dubert for three, 27-19. 2 minutes to go in the first half. CSC left side, back around the right. Benedictson chasing with a player defense. Hop will take it. Quickly bounce it to the wing. Bounce it to the baseline. The drive across the lane. The spinning shot is up and in. The bucket is good by Mooney. And Mooney will have her first points of the game. Abigail makes it 29-19. The baseline three, nope. Rebound, Culver. Wildcats coming down the court, 2-on-3. Bring it out on top. Drive into the lane. Going in, sidestep, and it's a block, a jump ball. It could have been a block, it could have been a foul, and they go with a jump ball. Any one of those three might have been called right there. And are we getting a timeout? No, just stopping play on the inbound, and there's going to be a substitution come in. And Culver's going to make another one. Not in time. With a minute 20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine up court with a basketball, trying to go by 10. Over to the left side is going to be Dubert. Out on top, Stewart. Right side, that's going to be Wade. She looks in, feeds Jacobs. Jacobs backs in, turns right, spins, turns, shoots too hard. Rebound, Culver Stockton. Outlet pass up the floor, on the court once, twice, leans, shoots, missed it. Rebound, Stork, a defender comes in, and there's going to be a foul called on Reed. Elizabeth Reed picking up her first foul. It'll be team foul 5, CSC, and that will take us to the other end of the floor, where Benedictine will come to the free throw line. Lady Ravens today at the stripe are 4 of 8. Nicole Stork is perfect at the line. She's 2 of 2, and that's where she's gotten her only 2 points of the game. This one will not go in. So for Stork, one more free throw. It is good. That'll be her third point of the ball game. It's 29-20, and we are inside the last minute. Culver Stockton left side with Reed. Elizabeth goes all the way to the baseline. Loses the handle for a bit. Able to go back, pick it up. Dish to the baseline. Turn around. In and out. Nope. Nice rebound. Wade. Here comes Benedictine. Outlet up the court. JJ all alone. The driving shot. Jacobs has 4. And it's 29-22. Half a minute to go in the first half. Culver will take a lead into the locker room. Coach Brueggemann wants to see 10. They're going to burn a little time here. Come off on top to Hop. Has it knocked out of her hand? Ravens are going to come up with it. So Benedictine will get the final shot of the first half. Here's Dubert. She lobs to Jacobs. 7 seconds. Passed into the corner. Slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Olivia Hop. Benedictine will have it in at midpoint to the far sideline. 5 seconds. He's going to add a little height. And they're going to bring Haley Webb into the game. Haley at 5'11", one of their biggest players. Stork goes right side. Dubert at the baseline, falls away. The shot at the buzzer, not even close, not a good look at all. And it is halftime. We'll be back here in the Nolan to summarize the opening half for you as the team's coming off the floor. It's Culver Stockton's Lady Wildcats 29, Benedictine 22.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show
on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
On the beautiful Benedictine College campus at Atchison, Kansas, where at halftime of the women's game this afternoon, the visitors from Culver Stockton out in front of Benedictine, 29-22. Thanks, sir. Take a look at that halftime scoring for you. First of all, for CSC, what do we have? Nobody in double figures, but getting close is Avery Edding. Avery's got 9 points. It was 5 in the first half for Katie Webb. 4 for Haley Webb, 3 for Olivia Hopp. Then Missouri Navarra, Ellie Bentley, Elizabeth Reed, and Abigail Mooney, each with 2. 8 players scoring in the first half for Culver Stockton. For Benedictine, 7 players getting in the scoring column. And for Benedictine, the lead scorer, Lauren Dubert, with 5. You've got Jennifer Jacobs with 4 and Riley Brueggemann with 4. 3 apiece, Nicole Stork and Carmen Morales. And 2 each in the first half for 2 for Josie Weiser and 1 for Riley Roddinghouse. So for Benedictine, you got to look for a good spin. Lady Ravens won the second quarter. They outscored Culver Stockton 11-10 in the second quarter, but still go into the locker room trailing by 7. Shooting numbers, well, they will speak for themselves. Benedictine, 8 of 25, 32%. Culver Stockton, 13 of 37, 35%. And here's, you try to analyze this, you look at it and see if you can figure out what's going on. And first of all, when you shoot 25 times and your opponent shoots 37, you got to be going, what in the world is happening with the rebounding numbers? 37 shots from the floor for Culver in the first half. From the outside, it could be worse. Benedictine is 9% at 1 of 11. Culver Stockton, 3 of 14, 21%. Neither very good. And at the free throw line, Benedictine hitting a cool half, 5 of 10. That's really kept him in the game. Culver Stockton has not had a free throw today. We talked about the rebounds. It is a edge for CSC, 25-19. And defensive rebounds are almost even at 14 and 15. Bench points are almost even at 10 and 8. The Ravens have done a great job. 5 first half blocks today, but I guess when it all comes down the wash, you look at the scoreboard, you say, where are we at? You're down 7 at halftime, but it could be worse. Benedictine has trailed by as many as 11 in the first half, so they have cut into that and have a full second half to come away with a come-from-behind win here on Senior Day. Also, a reminder, 2 o'clock, guys' game coming up. Of course, we'll have that one as well at the conclusion of this ladies' contest. That said, we're going to take a little bit of a break. It's halftime in the Nolan, and the Benedictine College Lady Ravens. We'll be back with the second half. We'll be here with them live. But right now, with that intermission score, Culver Stockton 29, Benedictine 22. It's back to our man Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio for a sunny Saturday halftime.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedict and Ravens basketball from the Nolan. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a lot of basketball on tap for you. Coming up on Monday, yes, I said Monday, we'll have high school basketball at 6 and 8 o'clock with Marhill Mount Academy girls game against ACCHS at 6 p.m. At 8 p.m., tune in for the boys game. Coming on Tuesday, we've got Oskaloosa at JCN. Again, the girls game has got a 6 p.m. scheduled tip. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:45 or 8 o'clock. Wednesday brings us back to Benedict and Ravens basketball as they'll be taking on Missouri Valley. 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Horton at Marhill Mount Academy. Again, the girls' game has got a scheduled tip of 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. And, of course, Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball as they'll be taking on William Penn. 2 and 4 p.m. are the scheduled tip-off times for those games. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as debt. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look around the heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have a couple of finals to report. It was Baker over Mount Mercy with a score of 76 to Mount Mercy's 70. In the Clark-Missouri Valley game in Marshall, Missouri, it was Missouri Valley coming out on top with 94 points at the end of regulation to Clark's 62. At the half, in the Central Methodist Peru State game, it is Central Methodist 42, Peru State 34. About halftime, we've got Graceland trailing Park, with Park sitting at 47 points to Graceland Ladies 39. In the William Penn Mid-American Nazarene game, right now it is 47 points for Mid-American Nazarene. William Penn is sitting at 32. And in this game at the half, we've got Culver Stockton up by 7 points, with Culver Stockton sitting at 29 points to Benedictine Lady Ravens 22. In men's basketball, there's only two games in action right now. It is Clark trailing Missouri Valley, with Missouri Valley sitting at 50 points to Clark's 35, with 15 minutes and 49 seconds left in the second. And in the start of the second, it is Baker leading Mount Mercy 46 to 28. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla. A taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 23. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation. Daytime highs approaching 37. About an inch of snow Monday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 42 degrees with partly cloudy conditions out there, although I've got a lot of sunshine streaming in through the window right now. It feels like 34 with the winds out of the north-northwest at 19 miles per hour. Relative humidity 46%, the dew point 23 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.12 inches of mercury. We'll be returning back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
In the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we're about ready to go to the second half of the ladies' game, the first of our college hoops doubleheader. The guys' game coming up at about 4 o'clock. Halftime score finds the visitors out of Culver Stockton in front of Benedictine 29-22. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio, doing a fine job as always. Well done, Joseph. You're the best. Thank you. Tom Kautz with you here courtside, and this afternoon, Culver Stockton has never, ever trailed in the game. In fact, not only have they not trailed, but they're accustomed championship beating Benedict, and they have won five consecutive games over the Lady Ravens, including an overtime win about a month ago back in Canton. Around the conference this afternoon, pretty full slate of hoops action. The two early games are final, Baker over Mount Mercy by six, and Missouri Valley a 30-plus point win over Clark. Right now in the third quarter, it's Central Methodist in front of Peru by nine. It is an eight-point Park lead over Graceland, and you've got Mid-America up by, 20-plus in the third quarter over William Penn. So no surprises in any of those games right now. Only surprise in the conference right now is this one, and the ball comes into Culver Stockton. We are underway in the third quarter. CSD going from left to right across your dial here in the third, and it is going to be the original five out there with Nambara, Bentley, Edding, Hop, and Webb. And by the way, that is Katie Webb, not her younger sister, Haley, who will be in after a while. Shot clock at six, shot clock at five. Now the ball's going to get away, and it's on the floor. It's trying to get it back. It's going to be a silly foul by Masara Nambara. And it'll be a big foul, as it'll be the point guard's third foul this afternoon. It'll be the first foul of the third quarter by either team, coming a half a minute in. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens with the original five of Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, Riley Roddinghouse. Here they come, driving right, falling away, jump shot up, no good, rebounding it off the floor, off the miss by Nicholson. Here comes Culver Stockton. They bring it up the floor with Edding. Just give it off on top. Nambara is going to stay out there with those three fouls. Here's a three. Got it. Whoa. I didn't see that three-point shot coming from Katie Webb, and yet she hit a three earlier in the game. She's got 8 points. It is 32-22. Benedictine trying to get by 10, just over a minute into the second half. Nicholson gets it down. Jacobs jumper. Nope. Rebound Culver. Lady Wildcats coming up. So Benedictine, if they had a hope of coming out of the gates really fast in the second half, that ship has sailed. Culver for three. No. Rebound on the floor, and it'll be picked up by Dubert. Ravens run. Dubert crosses over, kicks it back. Nicholson, Dubert, deep in the corner, sidesteps the defender. Good looking shot, doesn't go in. And the rebound comes down and clocks one of the Culver players. It'll be seen by Jacobs. Ravens are going to have it out on top. Nicholson with a basketball. She has not scored yet. Here's Jacobs. She'll score it. Jennifer Jacobs with six in the game. And it's 32-24. 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. Second half moving along pretty quickly. Just right out of the gate. Culver swings it back over to the right side. Ellie Bentley back out on top. Nambara. Nambara kicks across in the middle. A push and a foul on Dubert. So for Lauren, it'll be her third foul, and that will probably pull her out of the game. She's telling Coach, I'm going to be okay, I'll be good, I think is what she's saying out there. I promise, Coach, I won't do that again. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Culver Stockton. Front one, good. Kate Webb. That is her ninth point of the game. Now, Kate is a scorer for this team, but not their leading scorer. She averages 13 an outing. Second free throw, yes. And it is 34-24. And again, Benedictine with a 10-point deficit. We get a timeout of the court. Taking a break, Jones at the 7:42 mark of the third quarter. It remains a double-digit lead for Culver Stockton. Wildcats 34, Benedictine 24.
It's happening again. The Chiefs are playing in the big football game. Stop by Hunley Liquor on your way to your watch party and pick up your favorite beverages. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Coming into the game tonight, Culver Stockton, top five scoring defense, averaging, giving up 63 points a game. Well, Ravens are going to have to pick up the tempo if they're going to get to 63 today. They trail 34-24 with less than 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Josie Weiser on top, right side. Nicholson steps aside, back to Josie. It's got to be stolen. Here comes Culver, racing down the court. Josie lays back, goes up, rejects the shot. That was well timed by Josie. It'll come into Culver Stockton at the baseline. 7:16 to go in the third quarter. Benedictin is now 1 of 12 three-point shooting in the day. CSD will bring it in at the free throw line. Take it back over to the left. Little motion to the top side. And they'll dump it off on top between the circles. Work it back over to the right. Ravens is going to stick in a little zone defense here. No, I guess it's going to be a little player defense. And the feed into the lane. And a turnaround shot is up and good. And that is going to be Webb. How about Katie? She is having a huge day. And it's 36-24. This is the largest lead for Culver Stockton. They had led by 11 earlier, but now they are up by 12 with 6:46 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine brings it in. Josie sends it up. No. Rebound, Culver Stockton. And they're going to say, as she was falling out of bounds with the ball before being able to save it, it's going to be turned over on a travel by Reed. And Elizabeth could not quite keep her feet. Big break for Benedictine here. Lady Raven will have it into their offensive end. Here's a feed to Jacobs. All alone, turns and misses. Josie, all alone, turns and misses. Josie, all alone, puts it up and in. So the Ravens get their third shot to go down, and Weiser has her fourth point today. It's 36-26. 6:15 to go. That's a long three, and it's off the rim short. Rebound to go down is going to be Dubert. Lauren did talk Coach into leaving her in the game with her three fouls. Goes to the right side, feeds underneath to Jacobs. She'll twist and turn, can't get off the shot, and we get a whistle, we get a foul, and it's on Benedictine. No, is it? It is on Culver Stockton. It is on Hop. Olivia picking up a foul. That is her first foul of the afternoon, and it'll be Wildcat team foul two. Ravens will have it into their offensive end. 6:03 to go in the third quarter. Trailing it by 10, 36-26. That comes over to the left side to Weiser. Josie, little head fake. Nobody bites. Top side, it'll go to Dubert. Lern kicks it back over to Rottinghouse. She'll cross underneath and hooks it. There's the offensive foul. Rottinghouse comes around with that elbow and just kind of pulls her back a little bit. And that'll be her third foul. So the Jets have three fouls apiece with 5:50 to go in the third quarter, 36-26. And now Josie coming up with a steal. From the knees, feeds it over to Nicholson. In the lane, Jacobs, no. Rebound, Culver Stockton. Benedictine, 4 of 17 from the floor today. And driving down, we're going to get a blocking foul on Weiser. So that'll be Josie's first foul. I've got Benedictine for three in this quarter, and we're going to get Rottinghouse out of the game, and into the lineup will come Nicole Stork. Stork has 3 points for Benedictine on 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Couple of free throws here. First one's good. Avery Edding, the first player on either team to get into double-figure scoring. That is her 10th point of the game. One more shot coming up for Avery, and you get them both. Ending with 11. 38-26. For the second time, Benedictine is down a dozen at 5.5 to go in the third quarter. BC with it in the backcourt, and now they will take Dubert out of the game. And here comes Brueggemann. She and Stork visit as they come up the floor. Brueggemann skips it out on top. Nicole, left side, Josie. Benedict's going to need a little perimeter shooting probably. Either Nicholson or Josie. One of them's going to have to heat up a little bit. Nicholson for three. Nope. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be off Culver Stockton. But again, Benedictine. Now 1 of 14 three-point shooting. A little over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine down 12. Baseline left. Josie, can she get this one? Yay! How about that? Josie Weiser. 38-29. And we are now inside five to go in the third. The Ravens try to pin up at the top. Coach Bergen does a great job calling a timeout. We're taking a one. Taking a break with Jeanette. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Culver Stockton 38, Lady Ravens 29.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
At 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the third quarter, the Culver Stockton Lady Wildcats, who come into the ballgame today, let me look at my notes here, 11-11 and 8-10 in the conference, Lee Benedictine. Lady Ravens, 19 wins so far this year. Looking for number 20 here today, but they're going to have to come from behind to collect it. Down 8 right now. Here's a drive left side, running shot, no good. Rebound, Jacobson, up court pass, thrown away. And Culver unable to control it down. Benedictine just being careless sometimes with the basketball. 4:40 to go. I understand having the confidence that you are able to come. You're going to put 28 up on the shot clock. Having the confidence to feel like you're going to be able to come from behind and defeat a team. But at some point, you've got to focus on that. And the Lady Ravens trailing still by 9 at 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Probably don't own that luxury quite yet. Mickelson, Brueggemann, Weiser, Jacobson, Stork of the Benedictine 5. And it is Riley Brueggemann on top. Goes left side of the free throw line to Jacob. She goes underneath to Josie. That was a pretty in pass, and Josie with an easy 2. Ravens looking for and getting some of the better and easier shots, and Josie with 7 in the quarter. Here comes Culver Stockton. Weiser makes a dive for a steal and slides across the floor. Can't come up with it. Kind of like a cornerback who jumps a route. Fortunate Benedictine is that she did not just drive to the rim. Now cutting into the lane, putting up off balance shot, hit the bucket, and is it an offensive foul? They're going to call the offensive foul and wave off the bucket for Avery Eddings. And it'll be her third foul. She's the second Culver Stockton player to pick up a third foul. Coach Bergen is really, really miffed with that call. CSC is going to rotate in and out a couple of players with 3:58 to go. In the third quarter, Benedictine cutting the gap. They're back to within 7. Brueggemann with the top side. Little seesaw dribble. Pulls it up on top, looks it over to the right side to Josie. Lobs underneath Stork all alone, up and in. Nicole Stork with the bucket. Culver needs a timeout. It's 38-33. Benedictine back to within 5. They are on a run. Culver comes into the forecourt, and now the Ravens are going to steal it. That was just bad ball handling. Nicholson scores. Kennedy's first points of the game. Culver desperately needing a timeout. Still not taking it with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. CSC will bring it up across the timeline. Lob it down the right side. Drive to the lane. Pull up for the long 2. Rims out, no good. Stork with the rebound. Here comes Benedictine. 38-35. Ravens are on a 9-0 run right now. And we're inside 3 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine back within a possession. They will feed. Jacobs mishandles it, picks it up, brings it back to Stork. Brueggemann right side, run, shoots, misses. Rebound, slapped around. Jacobs had it, lost it, saves it, had it, lost again, batted up, going to be saved out by Culver. Taking it down the right side. The skip across, the running shot, new. Offensive board, brought back out on top. Now, Culver Stockton is going to be over and back. And it's going to go back to Benedictine. the Benedictine faithful in the gym. Couldn't believe that that ball had gone to the backcourt. Was picked back up by Culver Stockton for a really long time. I think the officials were just so stunned they did not call it over and back, which was the correct call, no doubt about it. 2 minutes and 26 to go in the third quarter. CSC will be back on defense, leading by three. Out of top is going to be Brueggemann. Third quarter, so Raymond's finally warmed up. It's been a good one for him. The feed underneath. Stork, no. Jacobs, back left. Brueggemann for the tie. Doesn't hit it. And a rebound on the floor, out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. Brueggemann, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, Stork. The five on the floor right now for Coach Folsom. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Brueggemann for the tie again. Way short. Rebounding it off the floor is going to be Nambara. Culver Stockton back up court. Josie tried to sneak up on her, but Nambara heard the footsteps. Culver Stockton, there's a bump. There's a bump, and there's a foul. Foul is going to be on Brueggemann. See, you know Riley, all she was doing is seeing how much bump they were going to give her there. It's her first foul of the game. And Benedictine's fourth in the third quarter. BC is going to bring Morales back into the game and take out Jennifer Jacobs. A minute 50 left in the third quarter. It has been a big quarter for the Lady Ravens. Culver Stockton has seen a 12-point lead disappear in this quarter. They're now clinging to a one-possession lead. It's 38-35. Into the lane. The shot's got to be blocked by Morales. Here comes Benedictine. Josie coming up the floor. Kind of leans in with the shoulder, skips it across all alone. The shot blocked out of Stork's hands. It's going to go out of bounds. Is there a foul in the midst of all of that? Apparently so. We're going to have a foul called on Culver Stockton's Masara Nambara. And there's a big one. It is her fourth foul. It is the team's fourth of the quarter. And at the line, it'll be Nicole Stork, who's 3 of 4. She's doing well. Hits that one. Nicole having a big day at the free throw line. That is her 6th point of the game. She can get her team back to within 1. And does it. 38-37. And now Benedictine is on an 11-0 run. And again, they allow themselves to get tangled up and tied up, and there's going to be a foul finally on Brueggemann. So Brueggemann will pick up her second and the team's fifth. They teach you in the fifth grade, when you come across midcourt, don't go to the corner, okay? The corner is not your friend. And Benedictine has been able to have Culver Stockton do that several times. First of two free throws, short. Ellie Bentley has only 2 points in the game. Ellie, a better player than that, averages about 8 a game. Her second free throw is good. And it's a 2-point lead for Culver Stockton. 39-37. That is the first Culver Stockton point in over 4.5 minutes. Ravens back out around the left side into the corner. Dubert for three. No. Rebound. Ray pulled down by Culver. Eddie. And a foul in the backcourt as Josie again makes the gamble again. Does that jump the route move, and this one will cost her. But only her first foul today. However, with her team in the bonus, Culver Stockton comes back to the free throw line. Inside a minute to go in the third quarter. It is 39-37. Free throw. Yep. You're not going to get a much flatter trajectory on a shot than Avery Eddings giving you right here. That ball is getting about 11.5 feet in the air. That one will not crawl over. Josie with a rebound. Benedictine up the floor. They trail by three at 40-37. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Brueggemann. Morales comes topside. Dubert off the block and goes to Stork. And we have a foul on Culver Stockton. It is on Olivia Hopp, her second, and both teams well into the bonus here. Back at the free throw line, it's going to be Nicole Stork. 5 of 6 at the free throw line tonight for Nicole. That one, yeah. Nicole Stork out of Adel, Iowa, knocks that one down. And does not get that one, and the rebound, CSC, is 40-38. About 10 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock as we come toward the end of the third quarter. Culver Stockton looking to hang on to the lead, but Benedictine has made a huge, huge comeback. Trailing now only by 2. To the left side, here's a runner way off balance. A shot off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Dubert. Lauren races up the court. She'll fly down the right side with 13, 12, 11. Benedictine with a final shot opportunity. They could tie it or take a lead at the end of the quarter. Dubert on top. Starts back to the right again. Goes to the block. Shot. Good. Dubert ties the game, and we will go to the fourth in a tie. After 3 in the Nolan Gymnasium, it's Benedictine 40, Culver Stockton 40.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games? At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
In that third quarter, Culver Stockton hit 2 baskets. They both were hit by Katie Webb. Other than that, only free throws scored for the Lady Wildcats. Benedictine is now led in scoring by Josie Weiser at 9 and Nicole Stork with 8. For Culver Stockton, it's 12 apiece. Avery Edding and Katie Webb. But after those two, the drop off is extremely dramatic. Welcome back to the Nolan Gym. Everybody was set to go to the second or the fourth quarter of the ladies' game, and the second game still coming up as the Benedictine guys will be hosting CSC. And the game is slated to begin somewhere around 4 o'clock. .324 now. And, you know, it could be pretty close to on time. If we update the other scores around, Central Methodist is blowing Peru out by over 20. Park leads Graceland by 8. Penn losing to Mid-America with half a minute to go by 30. And here comes Benedictine. This game tied at 40 going to the fourth quarter. Here we go. Lady Raven basketball left side. Stork's got it. Back out on top. The 3. Brueggemann. Nope. Rebound. Morales. Back to Brueggemann. And working right in front of Coach Folsom. They're going to back this thing away. Coach says, hold on. Let's kind of reset this a little bit. Now Brueggemann cuts into the middle. Misses a driving layup. Throws her hands on her head. Can't believe she missed the shot. Here's Josie for 3. She'll hit it. 12 points, Josie Weiser. And Benedictine will take its first lead of the game right there with 9:20 to go. It is 43-40. Lady Ravens. Culver Stockton drives into the lane. The ball stripped away for a moment by Nicole Stork. Brick back up by Culver Stockton. Edding. They'll rotate left side. A very long 3. It's in for the left side to tie it up. It has Olivia Hopp. Her second 3 of the game. She had 1 in the opening quarter. And now that one, she's got 6. And it's 43-43. 8:50 left. Morales will take the ball at the high post, starts in, kicks it left, drive it across, Brueggemann shot, nope, rebound slapped out on top, Culver Stockton pulling it down. It is a 4-on-2 break for CSC, taking it in, jumping it right, backing in, lobbing it on top, back over to the left wing, into the deep corner now. Culver Stockton works around the perimeter of the Lady Raven defense. Shot clock at 16. Here's a three. Got it somehow! What a shot from way outside by Avery Edding. Culver back in front. 46-43. 8:10 to go. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with Coach Folsom at 8:10 to play in the ladies game. It's Culver Stockton 46, Benedictine 43.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Gymnasium. Atchison, Kansas. The Benedictine Lady Ravens trying to come from behind to get their 20th win of the season. Right now they're down three. We're 8 minutes to go. On the floor for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Riley Rottinghouse, Nicole Stork. Shot from the top. That's Dubert. That's three, and we're tied again. Lauren Dubert's 10th point of the game. 46-46. 7:45 to go. Culver into the forecourt, little give and go. Josie steps up, gets behind the runner, shooting, hitting it from 12. The running shot by Edding. What a game she's having. 17 points now, 48-46. 7:20 to play. All the other games in the conference are runaway wins for one team. This one will not be. Here's front from underneath. Short for two. Nicole in double figures now with 10. We're tied again at 48. 7 minutes to go in the game. Which team will blink first? And we're going to have a foul on Rottinghouse. Four fouls for Riley Rottinghouse. One in each quarter. Is she coming out? No. Stork is coming out. And Coach Folsom has his starting five out of the floor. 7 minutes to play. Culver Stockton will bring it in, dribble into the lane, go across the left side, change directions, kick it off on top, dump it over to the wing, feed over to the block, into the lane, left-hand scoop shot, no foul. It's going to be on Benedictine, and I think on Rottinghouse, that she's just fouled out of the game. So Riley Rottinghouse starts the game here on Senior Day, ends with 1 point today, and checks out at 6:51 to go. Does no applause? Does no one know the senior just fouled out today? Interesting enough. And now, Benedict is going to get a little time to talk about putting in a substitute. There's one lady who knows what's going on, and she stood up and clapped. Good for her. 6:50 to go. Goodness. Ravens are going to bring. They got to come back in with Stork, yeah. So probably the very logical substitute. Free throw very short. Not going to go in. Kaylee Webb missing her first free throw opportunity of the afternoon. Haley's a 39% free throw shooter. She misses them both. Benedictine with a rebound, and we're still tied at 48. Lady Ravens coming up the floor. Cross court left side, Josie. Goes to Nicholson. Backs in left, no room. Out on top, Josie three. Got it! Josie Weiser, another three. After a slow start, Josie's now up to 2 of 7. And here comes Culver Stockton. Skip pass left side. Running shot missed. Offensive rebound. And we're going to get a jump ball call. Possession arrow. CSC. 6:20 to play in the game, but Benedictine with the lead. It is their largest lead of the game as they are now up 3, 51-48. Wildcats go to basketball. They play right in front of the Culver bench. Going to be heading with it. Comes off a screen, puts up a shot. It doesn't go. Jacobs rebounds, and Benedictine with the ball, with the lead, and with 6 minutes to go in the game. Looking to give themselves a little bit of a cushion. Here's Jacobs over to Nicholson. Kennedy, only 2 points today. Dubert may have traveled. No call. Left side Nicholson is three. No. Rebound cleared away by Stork. Back out on top. Dubert all alone for three. Air ball short. Rebound on the floor. And, man, oh, man, it's violent out there now as elbows fly and bodies hit the hardwood. These are not intentional, flagrant elbows. It's just people going for the ball and twisting and trying to get the ball free. And ultimately, contact ensues. The foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. So Jacobs will pick up the personal foul. It'll be Benedictine team foul 3 of the fourth quarter. That could come into play. Culver Stockton has not committed a fourth quarter foul yet. Back into the game for the Lady Wildcats is their starting point guard, Masura Nambara. She's out there with 4 fouls. Turnaround shot in the lane's going to miss. Rebounding it down. It is Benedictine. Ravens are running up the floor. Dubert over to the right side. Cuts in. Goes in. Goes up. Gets 2+1. Lauren Dubert now at a dozen. And the wheels beginning to come off for Culver Stockton with 5:11 to go. Are we getting a timeout? I haven't seen a call like that. Coach Bergen having a word with the official. She, again, does not think she agrees. And again, we have a little conversation, and that is that Nambara? It is. Okay, the 5th foul on Masura Nambara. We talked about the point guard coming back into the game with those 4 fouls, and she's going to foul out. End the game with 2 points, fouling out at 5:11 to go. And Benedictine's Lauren Dubert at the line. She's a good one and puts it right there. So Dubert hits the bucket. It is 54-58, Benedictine by 6. 5:04 to go. Up court pass, slapped out of bounds. It'll belong to Culver Stockton. Coming in right in front of the CSC bench, just into their forecourt. Both coaches now on their feet. They've been there a lot. Here's Edding with it. So start over to the left side. Culver's talking about the basketball. Fading away. Edding will go for 3. It's going to come up a little bit short. Rebounding it down is going to be Stork. She's double-teamed to the backcourt. Gets it away to Dubert. Benedictine will run. Ravens down the right side. Dubert will accelerate. Goes all the way to the baseline. Now spins into the lane. Dumps it off down low. Jacobs up and in. Benedictine. Jennifer Jacobs with 8. Ravens now opening in the door a little bit. It's 60-50-48. 60-48. That's wrong. It's 60-54. And we're going to be back at the timeout and see if they get that scoreboard about right. 56-48. There we go. We're going to take a break. 4:36 to go in the game in the Nolan. Benedictine 56, Culver Stockton 48.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the flamethrower or the backyard bacon ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the peppermint hot cocoa blizzard, the French silk pie blizzard, or the frozen hot chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
The Lady Wildcats coming into the game today. They've beaten Benedictine 5 times consecutively and have taken a big lead in the ballgame. In fact, led by as many as a dozen in the second half of the Lady Ravens. Battling back and battling back. And they are very good, particularly here at home. looking for their 20th win of the season in front of a senior day crowd, and they have the momentum right now, and they've got a lead. They have gone up 8. It is 56-48. So Benedictine is on another 8-0 run. And in the fourth quarter, they've outscored Culver's 16-8. Here's a shot, blocked out of bounds, and it's going to be knocked out off a Culver player. Ravens are going to get it back in. So BC will have a chance to take a double-digit lead. What a swing we have seen in this game. Coach Folsom on his feet, telegraphing in the inbound play, and here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens coming up the floor. Josie gets it to Nicole. Stork back out on top. Dubert. 4 minutes to go. 11 on the shot clock. Lobbing right side to Josie. The feet of the block. Stork kicks it back out on top. Back to Josie. 3. Yes. Josie Weiser. Josie. 3-3. After nothing in the opening quarter and 2 at halftime, Josie has 18 now and 3 threes in the fourth quarter. It is 59-48, Lady Ravens with a double-digit lead, and 3.5 to go. Baseline shot up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs, who stumbles to the floor and got fouled. The foul is going to be on Culver Stockton's Katie Webb. It'll be her third. And with only 3.5 minutes to play, Lady Ravens with a basketball, and Culver Stockton has a deficit from which they cannot recover now. BC with all of the momentum, outscoring Culver by 11 in this quarter, by 7 in the last quarter. Here's Dubert. Ravens will work the right side. They're patient. They've got the shot clock to single digits. It's Josie. Can she get another one? You know the answer. It's yes. Josie, her fourth quarter three. 62-48. And we're now inside 3 minutes. Three-pointer, other end, up, no good. Rebounding it down is Dubert. Here come the Ravens. Lauren down court. Josie, another one. Oh, yes! Oh, my goodness! That's 5 in a row. 5 consecutive threes for Josie. Josie, through her career, has been a kind of a shooter that when she gets hot, she is fantastic. And we're going to get a Culver Stockton timeout. Taking a break as the Lady Ravens about to notch their 20th win of the year. It's Benedictine 65, Culver Stockton 48.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Benedictine men's basketball team going to be on the air here very shortly. An anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off for that. It may not be quite important, but it's not going to be too far from that. As the BC guys will be the second half of our hoops doubleheader from the Norland Gymnasium this afternoon. Right now, Culver Stockton, who put up a valiant fight. I mean, they battled tough. They were ahead after a quarter. They were ahead at halftime. They were not even very far behind. It was tied at 3 quarters, but this fourth quarter, Lady Ravens have shown what they are made of and are up now by 17. Yeah, that's what kind of fourth quarter it's been. CSC with the basketball. They'll try to drive in. Ravens double up the ball. It'll come back off on top. Lady Wildcats over to the wing. The shot clock at 6. The feed to the lane. The turnaround shot. Nope. Rebound. Tipped away, and Jennifer Jacobs pulls it away. Here comes Benedictine. Josie up the floor to Dubert. Lauren reaches back, a little adjustment of the ponytail, and Benedictine will run the ball around to the left side. Shot clock at 14, inside 2 minutes to go. The feed for Stork slapped out of bounds. Once more, it will be Lady Raven basketball, and it'll be Lauren Dubert to inbound. 10 on the shot clock and a minute 56 to play. The crowd, remarkably quiet. I would expect them to be erupting here soon. An inbound, Stork, turn, shoots, no. Tipped out, and save Dubert. She'll push it on top. Stork passes up to three. For some reason, for a minute, I thought she was going to take that. I don't know. With a minute 40 to go on the shot clock, now at 7. Here's Dubert. Drives in, backs in, twists, turns, shoots, no. Rebound, Culver Stockton. Wildcats with a basketball, a minute and a half left in the game. From the right side, again, they'll pass up the three. Go out on top, start into the lane, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Nicole Stork. It'll be Stork's second foul today. And we're going to have a timeout, I guess. Okay. It would appear that we're going to have a timeout, and Benedictine, for some reason, going to take one. Let's do it. With a minute 20 to go in the ball game, Ravens take a timeout. BC 65, Culver Stockton 48.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Both teams huddle up around their respective coaches as the timeout continues here at the Nolan Gymnasium. He's just trying to get him to come out, get out of the floor for the last minute 23 of the game, because we still got a guys game coming up here on CARE. Let's see who's coming out for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be, we see still got four of the starting five only. Brodinghouse not out there. She fouled out. Stork's in her spot. Culver Stockton brings it in. They have it deep left side. Kick at top of the key. The drive to the block. The dish back to the top. We've got Culver Stockton's gone pretty deep into the bench. I'm seeing players whom I had not seen tonight until now. Shot clock to 3, at 2. Off balance shot of the buzzer is going to be way off the mark. And are they going to bring that ball in? Yeah, that was a shot clock violation. Dubert wanted to have the transition, but she's not getting it. Now Benedictine is, they're going to bring, get Stork out there and leave the seniors on at the end of the game. They're going to bring Wade back in, the only other available senior. We got a minute to play. So what the Ravens are doing is leaving the senior group in for the last minute here on senior day in the Nolan. Now, not like the old days. It's not really the final game at home of the season. Here's Josie. Will she do it again? Oh, good night. Josie Weiser. That's 6 consecutive threes for Josie. 68-48. And now the Ravens, with 40 seconds left, are going to make a substitution rotation. Out comes Kennedy Nicholson. Shea is in. Moser's in. Out comes Dubert. Next one up. Out will come Jacobs. It's going to be Grace in for her. Out will come Reed. And it will be Benedictine bringing. Hold on, I got a cheat. They're going to bring Maggie in. Maggie Torber out of Blue Rapids. And the final sub comes in, and the Ravens will have the freshmen in, and the seniors come out. We're down to a half a minute left here on senior day. It's been a good one for the Lady Ravens. The fans have been treated to an exciting game. Big come-from-behind effort. Culver works the outside, 20 seconds left, shot clock at 9. Cutting into the lane, lots of contact, and we get a whistle. And is it, we got 23? We do. So the foul is going to be on Benedictine's Michaela Bauman. Michaela usually gets a little peachy, but she's going to come in here in the last half a minute of the game today. The first free throw will be up and just short for Destiny Rogers. Destiny's a Culver Stockton junior, 5'8", out of St. Louis, Missouri. Got her second free throw. Shot clock's off, and here comes Benedictine. Would be very surprised if somebody pulls up for one here with 9 seconds left. That's going to do it. Your final score this afternoon here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 68, Culver Stockton 49. And we'll be back to sum it up for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back over here in the Nolan Gymnasium, where crowd's gonna kind of filter around a little bit. There's gonna be an extended, Joseph, a little heads up to you, an extended, perhaps an very extended halftime. It is senior day, and all those seniors and their families are gonna be recognized. So we will keep you apprised of all of that. Let's recap today's game. First of all, for Culver Stockton. Say what, a huge game for Avery Edding. 17 points to lead her team this afternoon. A dozen for Katie Webb. There's two CSD players in double-figure scoring. 8 players scored in all, with Haley Webb's 4 and a 3 for Ellie Bentley, 3 for Olivia Hoff, and then it was Abigail Mooney with 2, and Mazara Nambara with 2, 1 this afternoon for Destiny Rogers. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens. Okay. How about Josie Weiser? She is the kind of player who, when she gets that range dialed in, is just fantastic. Didn't score in the opening quarter and had 2 points at halftime. And then goes for 7 in the third quarter, one of them a 3-point shot, and then in the fourth quarter hits 6 threes, 27 points for Josie Weiser here today on senior day. 27 for Josie, 11 for Lauren, and 10 for Nicole Stork. An 8-point afternoon for Jennifer Jacobs. It was 3-4 today for Riley Brueggemann. Carmen Morales with 3-2 for Kennedy Nicholson, and I've got Riley Rottinghouse with 1 point today. So the Benedictine Lady Ravens advance their record. Benedictine is now 20-4, 17-3 in the heart of America Athletic Conference. Culver Stockton is 11-12, 8-11. Benedictine, a couple more games next week, and one more home game. 3 road games in a row now. And one more home game 2 weeks from today on the 28th. 2 weeks from today, is that the 28th? That sounds wrong. But anyway, 2 weeks from today, we're going to be back here for the final regular season game of the year. But that's it. We're going to take a little bit of a timeout. Senior day here at Benedictine College. Parents, grandmas, grandpas, family, and friends all lined up to have a little tip of the hat to the senior group, and certainly they have earned that. We'll be back to bring you the guys' game shortly. Final score again in the ladies' contest. Benedictine. 68, Clover Stockton. 49. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Stay tuned. Guys, game's still on the way.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball. Heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.